On November 28th, a woman named Michelle Hickman was browsing in a Target store in Houston, Texas, and her baby started crying. So Michelle sat down on the floor of the women's clothing store and breastfed her baby, covering herself and the baby with a blanket. Two female employees came over to her and asked her to move, threatened her that if she didn't go into a fitting room to feed her baby, she would get a ticket. She said that ultimately 8 employees ended up surrounding her. When Ms. Hickman called Target to complain about this, because the law in fact says that she has a right to breastfeed anywhere, they said that they are a family-friendly public place with different policies than what's permitted by law. And whoever she talked to suggested that Ms. Hickman shouldn't flaunt her feeding in public. So Michelle called a group called Best for Babes, or got in touch with them. And this is a group that actually does organizing and educating on the issues of breastfeeding and why it's good for babies and for mothers and what the rights are, and promoting breastfeeding friendly policies. And with help from Best for Babes, Michelle Hickman organized a series of nurse-ins at Target stores on December 28th. Nurse-ins were held at up to 100 Target stores in 35 states. Not very surprisingly, one of them was here, at least one of them was here in the Bay Area in the Emeryville store. And Ingrid Daphner Krasnow was a participant in that nurse-in here in Emeryville. Ingrid provides media advocacy training to public health advocates working on many issues throughout California and nationwide, including breastfeeding and nutrition. And she's also a nursing mother to a 10-month-old daughter. Ingrid, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me here.
How did you find out about the nursing and why did you decide to participate?
Well, as you said, I'm a nursing mother, and so I'm a member of a number of different mothers groups throughout the Bay Area, and also as a public health advocate pay a lot of attention to what's going on in the public health realm. One of the things that folks should know is that there are laws that protect women in 45 states around the country that protect women's right to breastfeed in public, and in fact 28 states also have laws on the books that protect women from indecency laws. So women should not feel the need to hide away in bathrooms and in dressing rooms in order to breastfeed. And I felt like it was something that really needed to be put out there in the public discussion, in the public dialogue.
And in fact, I should say that when Best for Babes got in touch with representatives of Target, ultimately they said that it is their policy that women can breastfeed anywhere in their stores, and that they should only be offered a fitting room if they request a private place to go. But obviously, not only the employees in the store didn't know that, but neither did the representative that Ms. Hickman talked to on the phone. So what was the nurse-in that you participated in like? How many people were there and what did you do?
I participated in the nurse-in that was in Emeryville, at the Emeryville Target here in the Bay Area. And as we started talking, the women who were going to participate, we realized that many of us had had very positive experiences, actually, at the Emeryville Target, feeling very comfortable nursing anywhere in the store. And what we wanted to do was go there to really support that Target in their efforts to make women feel comfortable. One of the things that is so important about the laws that are on the books is that breastfeeding is hard enough as it is. It takes a woman and her child time to learn how to breastfeed. It takes time and tons of physical energy on the woman's part. Over 80% of new moms really want to breastfeed their children, but we know that very few, only 12%, actually ultimately end up breastfeeding their children for exclusively, meaning only nursing their child without introducing formula or other solids for that first 6 months of life, which is something that's recommended by the World Health Organization, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the American Pediatric Association. So it's something that women really want to do, but unless we have laws on the books like the ones that we have in 45 states to protect women's right to breastfeed in public, it's very easy for women to give up. And so we wanted to congratulate the Emeryville Target for being so supportive, but also to recognize that they're really just doing what's required by law. California, Texas, all of those states across the country that have laws on the books need to make sure that their corporate entities know what those laws are and the staffs in those stores know what those laws are as well, so that women can be supported during their breastfeeding efforts, whether it's in public or if they choose to go into a dressing room, then that's fine, but they need to know what the rights are of women.
So what did you do in order to show your support and raise this issue with the Target staff?
We decided to position ourselves outside, one, because it was just a lovely day outside, but also because we wanted to make sure that people coming into the store knew what was going on. You know, it was probably about 25 or so nursing moms, their babies, and also a number of partners who came along to support, in addition to a number of women who were there just to support us who were not even mothers, which we really appreciated. And as you can imagine, with that many people and kids running around, it was, you know, some women were nursing as needed and some women were chasing babies around. And we really had an opportunity to talk with both the management in Target as well as patrons of the store who wanted to know what was going on, and some media who came to find out what was going on as well.
What was the response of the store management and of other shoppers?
People were very interested, and especially the management was very supportive. In fact, you know, they made a public statement. One of the managers, in fact, said that his wife is nursing their young child, and he gets it. He was very supportive. He brought out a case of water for all the women. We felt like overall it was a very positive response, and we wanted to, like I said, show that Emeryville is doing the right thing by complying with state laws. But again, nothing special. They're just complying with the laws that are on the books in their states, like all corporate entities need to do to support women.
I mean, it is interesting that even though it is the law and this is something that has been struggled over for years and in many places, in many institutions, I guess there were nurses in Whole Foods a year or so ago when a similar incident occurred, and Whole Foods ended up saying that they supported the nursing and that they felt strongly about the importance of nursing and that they wanted to do things to promote it. But at the same time, this keeps happening. And I find it particularly ironic that they use logic like that we're family friendly to try to stop women from doing what is needed for their babies. At the same time, I was looking on Best for Babes website and some of the comments from women. Stacy says, "While I think the employees were insensitive, as a mother of three myself, I believe breastfeeding is a natural thing, but it's also a private thing and should not be legal in a public situation. People today seem to be getting more selfish, thinking of themselves and not being considerate of others." Tara says, "I support breastfeeding and breastfed my babies in public. I personally don't think Target has done anything wrong. The woman was sitting in the middle of the floor in a clothing area. I feel like we never heard the whole truth from Michelle and that honestly this was blown out of proportion." Some people obviously would say, why is it so important to be able to breastfeed in the middle of a store? What's wrong with being asked to go into a fitting room?
Well, one of the things to keep in mind is that more than 80% of women here in California, at least, begin breastfeeding their babies in the hospital, but only 43% of those moms leave the hospital breastfeeding exclusively. So there's a huge drop-off after women leave the hospital. And part of that is due to the lack of support that we see for women in communities. So that means in workplaces, women are not getting the support that they need, even though by law, workplaces are required to provide a space for women to breastfeed. And breaks for women to breastfeed as well. And we're not seeing the kind of support in our public spaces, as we're talking about this example right here today. For all of the stories like Michelle Hickman's, there are dozens, if not hundreds more, that don't make the news. Women are having a hard enough time maintaining this with work schedules, with formula companies pushing formula on women. What we're trying to do is ensure compliance with laws that are already on the books so that women have the support that they need to breastfeed in public places if they so choose. For women who feel like it's a private matter, by all means, please. But I think the more that people see breastfeeding in public, the less of a taboo it will become and the less unusual it will be. Ultimately, women are healthier from it and babies are healthier from it. We know that breastfeeding lowers risks of heart disease for babies, strengthens immunity for babies, could even improve IQs, and recent studies are showing that it actually is having an impact on the risk for obesity later in life. And it also affects women's health. It decreases the risk for ovarian cancer for mothers. So it's a win-win all around. And we need the laws to support what women are doing to protect themselves and their babies.
If somebody's listening to this who maybe is a retailer, owns a store, or works in a store and is thinking, oh, I never thought about this, what could I do to support nursing moms? What kind of things would you like to see retailers or other public institutions do?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important for the staff all the way up through executive level to know what the laws are in their states. And that when they see that something is not being respected, when laws are being broken and women are being discriminated against, that they make that known to the management in their stores. One of the things that I think people don't know is just how hard it is to maintain a breastfeeding routine for mothers. Pumping is a very time-intensive, tiring, and can be very expensive to maintain in terms of the equipment that's necessary for working moms to maintain a milk supply. And for women who don't have the opportunity to take breaks at work because their rights are not being protected in the workplace. So that's something that I think is very important for people to know, that they do have these rights to breaks and to the space in their workplaces. One of the things that we've known, that we've seen in our work at Berkeley Media Studies Group, is that places like Starbucks, for example, executive level employees have these very fancy lounges where they can breastfeed their children in private rooms with very expensive equipment and refrigerators to store their milk, where the women who are working on the front line in the cafes don't have that same space, and they're required to do their pumping in the bathrooms right in the cafes. And so what we want to see is some health equity going on. We want to make sure that women across the board have access to the resources that they need, to the time that they need, and are protected equally under the law so that they can breastfeed their children for as long as they desire.
My guest has been Ingrid Daffner Krasnow. She was a participant in the Nurse-In at Target here in Emeryville, and this was in response to the denial of the right to breastfeed in public to a woman named Michelle Hickman at the Target store in Houston. Ingrid, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.